This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Man, how important is it in life to have the normal things in anything but an abnormal year? And certainly that is the case for students everywhere. It is our great pleasure to welcome Sarah Pritz to the program. She is a teacher at the Montessori Academy for Peace, and she has been working to create a yearbook for Montessori, even in a year where kids haven't been in school. Sarah, good morning. Thank you for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you with us. How are you doing on this Friday?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Brian. Good to talk to you.
It's good to have you back with us, always. Tell me about this project and being a coordinator for this in such a strange year for parents and for kids and for teachers and everyone in between. Why was it important to still do a yearbook?
Well, you know, this is definitely going to be a year for all of us to remember. And so many families have had the really unique opportunity to get to take all of their learning outside of the four walls of the classroom, obviously. So we really wanted to document that experience for the kids and, you know, for the teachers, too. We're getting to see all of the awesome things that our kids are doing with their parents and their grandparents. And it's been really fun. It brings me a smile every day when I see more of these pictures rolling in.
Okay, so walk me through the process. How did you organize and coordinate this?
Well, last year was my first year being our school yearbook advisor. So I had kind of an interesting year last year as well. But, you know, I had all the traditional things like school pictures to use, and I had been able to take pictures of sports teams. So I had last year as kind of my practice year on how all of this works, putting a yearbook together. And then this year I said, well, it's our very first year in our new building, and we need some sort of a book to really contain all of these memories of what would have been our first year in our new building. So I just started asking for help from all of my fellow staff members, and they have been wonderful at reaching out to parents and asking for pictures just to document what the learning experience has looked like for them. We have one really hilarious page that's all about what our pets are doing while we're in school. So everybody's just been submitting pictures via email. I've got Google Drive folders that people are submitting to. And, of course, social media has been another great avenue for me to collect these memories.
Yeah, you touched on it a brief time ago, the significance of recording history, right? I mean, and something that these kids will be able to go back to, you know, hopefully when we're back to the new normal, the better normal, and be able to sort of relive this. I think it's incredibly important, and I applaud you for doing this. And I'm sure as a person who collects pictures and takes a lot of pictures, it's probably not an easy thing getting everyone to sort of to do it and do it the same way. What does a yearbook look like today versus 100 years ago when I would have had one?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it has definitely really changed. Our theme this year is called Blended Together. That kind of fell into my lap, and I thought it could not have been a more perfect theme for our two buildings coming together in the Montessori program, as well as really the theme of your parents, your grandparents, family friends are your teachers this year, as well as the person that you see on the screen every day. So we really are blended together. So the yearbook is really a 45-page collage of all of the things that are happening. And it actually, I have to say, it's one of my favorites to date that I've had a chance to look through. The kids' personalities just come through so much in the pictures that they have submitted, which is not something that you would normally have in your traditional yearbook where everyone is smiling with a blue background.
right. You have the guy come to the school and everybody had to sit in the chair and do the awkward smile. I think I like this approach better. As an educator, let me ask you, Sarah. Sarah Pritz is with us from Montessori Academy for Peace. As the pandemic has been sort of an accelerator, what will change forever as far as collaborative efforts, when you get back in the classroom and you're back to normal? I still think a lot of the ways that we're communicating over the past year will still remain, right? Things will be different.
And, you know, it's going to be a learning process for all of us as we navigate these first couple of weeks where we're actually back in the classroom only, you know, of course, with the hybrid model, half of our students will still be at home each day. But I just have to say, this has really worked well for a lot of our kids. So I can definitely see some of the opportunities that we've given them for at-home learning staying a part of the yearly experience now for some kids that just really do a great job learning from home.
Yeah, and what have you learned as a teacher during all of this?
Oh, my goodness, what have I not learned? Well, I have definitely learned how to use my time wisely, because there just are not enough hours in the day to get all of the things done that you want to do. I have definitely also learned just how important those everyday interactions are that I have taken for granted over the years. You know, the smiles and waves in the hallway that we have with the kids that keep us really motivated to keep going. So those are a couple of the small takeaways, and I am just, as I've seen these smiles rolling through on my emails each day, submitting them to the yearbook, I am just so ready to see their faces on March 22nd, which actually happens to be my official deadline. It is so funny that my deadline, you know, that from the yearbook company just happens to be the day that we return back to school. So I am going to be running around like crazy trying to snap pictures of all of those first day memories so that I can have one final page in the yearbook for what it looks like as the students are coming back.
That's amazing. We'd love to see a copy of it when it's all ready to go. And thank you for your extra work and efforts in connecting kids and teachers and everyone in between. Sarah Pritz from the Montessori Academy for Peace, our DPS 61 Spotlight presented by Tate and Lau.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.